Siena College and the New York Times teamed up on recent polls in six key swing states, all conducted during the October 22nd to November 3rd period. The six states were Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The tested Republicans against President Biden were former President Donald Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and ex-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. In all instances, with the exception of Mr. Trump in Wisconsin, the named Republican would poll ahead of President Biden, thus unseating him if the election were today. The Democrats certainly have time to right their political ship, and if Mr. Trump is convicted in any of his criminal cases that might get adjudicated before the election, the tables could quickly turn. This campaign will prove the most unique of presidential elections. Ruling on a 14th Amendment lawsuit attempting to bar former President Trump from the ballot, saying he incited an insurrection, even though he or no January 6th convicted defendant was even charged with insurrection against the Constitution, the Minnesota State Supreme Court ruled that he will be placed on the Republican primary ballot. The High Court left open the possibility to hear, however, another lawsuit for the general election should Mr. Trump win the Republican presidential nomination. In dismissing the challenge, Minnesota Chief Justice Natalie Hudson intimated that a general election challenge after Mr. Trump officially becomes the Republican nominee could result in a different outcome. Similar lawsuits are also alive in Colorado and Michigan. To recap last Tuesday's elections, former Biden and Obama White House aide Gabe Amo won the special congressional election to replace resigned Democratic Representative David Cicilline. Mr. Amo virtually assured himself of the seat when he won the September 5th special Democratic primary. The congressman-elect easily scored a 64-36% victory over Republican Jerry Leonard in Tuesday's special general election. Mr. Amo will now be sworn into the House and serve the balance of the current term. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear and Republican Tate Reeves in Kentucky and Mississippi, respectively, were reelected to new four-year terms Tuesday with similar victory margins. In 2022, 55 of the 56 U.S. senators and governors who ran for re-election won. In the U.S. House elections, 98.1% of incumbents who ran for re-election were successful. On Tuesday, we saw two more incumbent governors win again. Democrats scored a win in the Virginia legislative elections, converting the House of Delegates with 51 of 100 seats and holding their slim margin in the state Senate. The results were a blow to Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin, who worked hard to secure GOP majorities in both houses. Soon after the election, he definitively announced that he would not enter the presidential campaign. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.